All right, Ira Bulldog baseball fans. The Bulldogs are out on the field. They're going to be the home team for this game in the doubleheader. Bulldogs won the first game 24-4. The main changes that the Bulldogs are doing is it's going to be the sophomore Claxton, who's a pitcher for the Bulldogs this game. They're going to put Pena at shortstop, Hernandez at second. And that kind of fills out where everybody was at. So the game's going to start here. Aiden's going to be pitching. It's going to be Dusty Wyatt up to bat for the Buffaloes as the Bulldogs look to close out the series with a win here. Here's the first pitch. It's going to be low, ball one. Claxton gets set. Here's wind up and the pitch. Swing, it's going to be hit into play to Payne at shortstop. Shortstop, Payne gets it, throws it to Christian at first, and he's going to be out. So great play by Pena and Christian, shortstop and first. It was a slow rolling kind of grounder to shortstop. I wasn't sure if they'd get it there in time, but Pena's got the arm to do it. So one out in the top of the first inning for the Bulldogs as Claxton faces his second pitcher or batter. There's the pitch. It's a called strike one. Here's the pitch. Foul to the left side. It's Barron up to bat for the Buffaloes. Barron was probably the best hitter against Ira the last game. He was walked, so it seemed like the Bulldogs were a little kind of tried to pitch around, and he's going to hit this one right in between first and second. It's going to get to right field and go under Forey's legs, and so Barron's going to be able to squeeze a double out of what should have been a single. So one out, Barron hits the double for the Buffaloes, puts him on second. It's going to be Reed who pitched against the Bulldogs. He was the second pitcher they used last game against the Bulldogs, who's up to bat now. And Reed hit some good dingers too. High and in for a ball. Right down the middle for a strike. So the count's even, one and one with one out. Runner on second for the Buffaloes. Claxton pitching for the Bulldogs. Reed gets this one, hits it to the right side, and it's going to go foul. Here's the windup and the pitch. Woo! Called strike. The batter ducked out like he was about to get hit. They went ahead and called it a strike. So, two outs now for the Buffaloes, and it's going to be Box coming in, who is the pitcher this game for the Buffaloes. Another lefty. High, ball one. Here's the wind-up and the pitch. It's going to be fouled back behind home plate. So the count is 1-1 with two outs in the top of the first, runner on second. There's the wind-up and the pitch. Another foul ball off the left side. So the count is 1-2 with two outs. As Claxton gets set. Here's the pitch. It's going to be high for a ball. Fouled again. So the count remains 2-2. Or, yeah, 2-2. It's two outs. And at the top of the first inning, Claxton pitching for the Bulldogs. Low, it's going to be a ball. No, it's a full count for Claxton. Two outs, runner on second. There's the pitch. It's hit deep into center field. Collier going back to get it. And he's going to make the catch. So that'll end it. Way back, a deep hit per box. But batter is out way back there, and that'll be a turn of the inning. So up to the plate for the Bulldogs coming out of the end of the top of the first inning. It'll be Tania, Claxton, Castillo, then Hernandez. So, I want to say thanks to our sponsors. If you or your business or your cat, dog, lizard, whatever you want, wants to sponsor these broadcasts, reach out to Mr. Jones, and he'll happily give you all the information that you need. They're brought to you by Bell Pfeiffer and Steele Funeral Home, Ira Methodist Church, the First Church of God in Ira, Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, S. McCallum Photography, and Ira Baptist Church. Bach's going to be pitching for the Buffaloes. I'm not sure where he was at in the last game. They've made a few changes and kind of shifts to kind of get back to where they were. Let me pull up the lineup card, and I'll tell you where they have shifted. Let's see if we can't find Box. Yeah, Box was not even on my card that I had for the first game, so... Oh, yes, he was, sorry. He was at first base. And so they shuffled and put Barron over at first, who's the young man who finished the game as pitcher and is the left-handed man who... has hit pretty well and hit that double just a second ago. They shifted Reed over to third base. He started the game as pitcher for the Buffaloes, and then Rutland is back into right field. So that's your movement for the Buffaloes. They've kind of shuffled their players around. You've got Box coming in, and Box is a lefty. Pena up to bat for the Bulldogs with Claxton on deck and Castillo in the hole. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit by Pena towards shortstop. Shortstop gets it, throws it to first, but Pena's going to beat the throw by quite a bit. So one pitch, one hit, and Pena at first base. So now Claxton, who's pitching for the Bulldogs, is up to bat. Castillo's on deck, and Hernandez will be in the hole. No outs, running on first for the Bulldogs. Strike one, called strike. Swing and a miss, strike two. Box has got some speed on him, he may be the best pitcher for the Buffalo the Bulldogs have seen yet. They may have just saved him for game two. Claxton hits the ball deep into right field. They're not shallow right field. And it's going to drop. There we go. All right, so they hit shallow right field. The right fielder drops it. Jaron didn't take off because he thought he would have to tag up. So when he ran to second, the right fielder threw it over through second base. And so now the Bulldogs have runners on second and third. no outs, and Castillo's up to bat for the Bulldogs. Hernandez is on deck. Coy's in the hole. Still no outs, bottom of the first inning. Ball's in the dirt, gets past the catcher. Pena's going to run and be able to steal home. So that shifts over. Claxton's on third. They're going to send in a courtesy runner for Claxton. Going to be Jonah. Castillo up to bat. Going to be a ball. So the count is 2-0 for Castillo. Runner on third for the Bulldogs. I'm not convinced that is. My eyes are so bad. I really am sorry. Castillo batting, Hernandez on deck, Coy in the hole. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a ball. Here's the pitch. It's going to be high. Ball four. So Castillo able to get the first. That puts runners on the corners for the Bulldogs. Hernandez going to come up to bat for Ira. Coy will be on deck. Juarez will be in the hole. Dimitri, the pinch hitter for Swade. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball's low. And they're going to let Castillo steal. So now Bulldogs have runners on second and third. No outs. And the count is 1-0. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be foul ball. So an even count, 1-1. Ira has a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. No outs and runners in scoring position for the junior, Hernandez, who's at the plate right now. Here's the windup and the pitch. Hernandez swings. It's to the right side. It's going to be caught. He'll be out on a foul. So Coy's going to come up to bat for the Bulldogs. Juarez is on deck, and Ford will be in the hole. Runners on second and third. Swing and a foul. Hit to the right side, and it's going to go way foul. So Christian going back to first base, and Bulldogs have runners on second and third. One out. They were able to score one run. And Coy is faced with an 0-1 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul ball. Going to be high for ball one. Counts now 1-2 with one out. Bottom of the first inning, Bulldogs leading the Buffaloes 1-0. Box gets set. There's wind up in the pitch. It's going to be outside for ball two. Christian doing a good job of forcing him to pitch to him. He's not just going to swing at nothing. Counts all evened up at 2-2. Here's the windup and the pitch. Coy gets it. Oh, it's going to be foul on the left side. Great hit by Christian. Straight it up a little bit and it would have been to the wall. So 2-2 count with one out. Bulldogs leading the Buffaloes 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning with two runners in scoring position. Wind up and a pitch. Coy swings. So Coy swung. His little blooper ran forward, but he was wise and he kept running. Sorry, I messed up my deal. Bulldogs were able to score. Castillo ended up at third, and now they're going to do a courtesy runner for him. It'll be Davis. Out there, Juarez is up to bat. Two outs for the Bulldogs after Christian hit an RBI. We'll call it a single. Two outs. Bulldogs scored two runs, bottom of the first inning. Juarez up to bat. Here's the windup and the pitch. Low, it's going to be a ball. Juarez is in the box. Or he's on deck. Collier's in the hole. 1-0 is the count with a runner on third. Here's the windup and the pitch. Juarez gets it, hits it to right field. It's going to bounce over the head of the first baseman. Fair. Dimitri's able to get to first base, and Evan will score for the Bulldogs. Now the Bulldogs have a runner on first. They take a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. And it's the senior Forey who's up to bat. Collier's on deck, and Santos is in the hole. Before he gets settled in, here's the windup and the pitch from box. It's going to be high. Ball one. They're really eyeing Juarez at first. He had a pretty good lead, and they thought he might steal. Before he hammers this thing down into center field. Dimitri rounds second and he trips, but he's going to be go back to second and stay, so it'll be a single. I don't even know what you call it. I guess it's a line drive single by Forey. The ball was high, but he was called, so he just loaded up and hit it. It went over the head of the second baseman, landed around center field, rolled a little bit. Dimitri would have been able to get to third if he not tripped going around second. So now the Bulldogs have runners on first and second with two outs in the bottom of the first inning. And Collier's up to bat. First pitch is low and a ball. Santos is on deck and Tame will be in the hole. Bulldogs leading the Buffaloes 3-0. Here's the lineup and the pitch. Wing from Collier hits it to second base. Takes a weird hop. Bounces over second baseman's head. I say weird hop, it was just a really hard hit ball. It'll be a single for Collier, but no Bulldogs were able to score on it. It kind of stayed in the infield. So, Steven Santos up to bat. Pena in, on deck, Claxton on the, in the hole. Bases loaded for the Bulldogs with two outs in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch from box is going to be hit down the right field line. My Santos is a good hit. The first baseman just able to get there and tag him out at first. So, after one, Bulldogs are leading the Buffaloes 3-0. Claxton back up to bat for the Bulldogs. I mean, the pitch for the Bulldogs. Sorry, hold on one second. All right, Claxton pitching for the Bulldogs is warming up still. I was looking at the pitches. Bulldogs forced Botts to pitch 23 pitches and 13 were strikes, while Claxton pitched 16 pitches and had 11 strikes in his first inning. And it shows on the scoreboard, Bulldogs leading 3-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Again, this is the second game of a doubleheader that the Bulldogs and the Buffaloes played. The Bulldogs won the first game 24-4 behind the arm of Pena, who, when the Bulldogs got up pretty far ahead, was pulled. I would imagine he's available for this game if need be. And it's going to be the first Albright for the Buffaloes, followed by another Albright and Purvis on there in the hole. Here's the lineup from Claxton and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Here's the pitch from Claxton. Called strike two there. O-2 is the count. Here's the windup and the pitch from Claxton. It's going to be inside for ball one. Up Claxton's got Albright with a 1-2 count. No outs in the top of the second inning. Here's the pitch. Ooh, if they just a little bit low, I think. But evens the count at 2-2. Here's the pitch. Still going to call that one a little bit low. So now it's full count. Full count. Here's the pitch. Swing. They're going to call it a foul. Look, 3-2 count for Claxton. Bulldogs leading 3-0 in the top of the second inning. Here's the pitch. It's going to be low for a ball four. Gray Albright going to be up to bat for the Buffalo. Purvis is on deck and Rutland's in the hole. Buffaloes now have a runner on first. No outs in the top of the second inning. Here's the pitch from Claxton. It's going to be fouled. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a ball, and it bounces back behind Castillo, and so Albright able to take second. So now the Buffaloes have a runner in scoring position on second with a 1-1 count in the top of the second inning. Bulldogs leading 3-0. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike. One and two. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a strike three. One out for the Bulldogs now. Top of the second inning. It's going to be Purvis batting for the Buffaloes with Rutland on deck and McCree in the hole. Here's the pitch from Claxton. Inside and low. Ball one. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike. Claxton able to get the count back 1-1. One out in the top of the second. Bulldogs leading 3-0. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a hit. Bounces off of Santos' glove. Rolls into left field. To be brought in. It'll be a double for Purpose. It's just a hard ground ball. It'll bring in one run for the Buffaloes. Just came so quick. It Keevan bounced off his glove, and then Wade was able to get over there and keep it to only a double. But now the score is 3-1. Bulldogs leading the Buffaloes in the top of the second inning. First pitch to Rutland is a ball. Claxton gets set. There's the pitch. Swing and a hit. It's going to go to shortstop. Pena gets it. Throws it to first. It's out. The Purvis advances to third. Just a slow little dribbler, but it's hit straight to Pena, who's able to grab it and jet it to first base. And Coyce did a great job of scooping. Coach Goodwin now calls the time and goes and talks to the home plate ump. Bulldogs leading 1-3. All right, Buffaloes have a runner on third, two outs. And McCready comes up, and he's hit by the pitch, the first pitch Claxton throws. So now Bulldogs have runners on, or the Buffaloes have runners on the corners, first and second. And the Buffaloes are getting back to the top of the order. Wyatt is up to bat, and his first at bat, he grounded out to Jaron at shortstop, but now the ump is going over to talk to the coach for Cross Plains. So far, Claxton's thrown 33 pitches, 17 this inning, and 20 of those have been strikes, and so all right, runners on the corners for the Buffaloes. Two outs, top of the second inning. Bulldogs leading 3-2. Swing, gonna miss, strike one. Good pitch by Claxton there. Wyatt trying to make something happen, and maybe Claxton can catch him with something. Called, strike two. So Aiden gets ahead in the count 0-2 with two outs, top of the second inning. Tying runs on first base. So this is an important series here for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. It's going to be hit straight to Hernandez at second for an out. Hernandez basically just stayed right there, and the ball went right into his glove. So after what could have been somewhat of a scary inning that would have helped the Buffaloes get back in the game, instead, Claxton comes through to help with some teammates, and now the Bulldogs leading 3-1 in the bottom of the second inning. All right. Box going to be pitching again for the Buffaloes. Pitched 23 times in the first inning. I want to say thanks to the sponsors for this broadcast. The first one is Pizza Inn, An all-day buffet, pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Spider iron and metal. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals. Aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available with roll-off container services. Portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. All right, Pena up to bat for the Bulldogs. First at bat, Jaron hit a single on a hard hit ball straight to the shortstop. Here's the windup and pitch from Boss. It's going to be high for a ball one. Bulldogs leading 3-0. Pena with a 1-0 count. Swing and a miss there for a strike to even the count up. Box gets set. There's the pitch. Call that one a foul. So the lefty box for the Buffaloes has Pena in a 1-2 count with no outs in the bottom of the second inning. Bulldogs leading 3-1 at the top of the batting order. Here's the pitch. Swing and miss from Pena, so a strikeout. That'll send Claxton, the pitcher, up for the Bulldogs. Aiden's last at bat, he doubled. Or hit a double. Kind of towards the second baseman. One out, bottom of the second inning for the Bulldogs. Here's the windup, the pitch. Called strike one. Windup and the pitch. Going to be low and in for a ball. 1-1 is the count for Claxton. Here's the windup and the pitch. Fouled by Claxton. And the pitch is going to be high and a ball. But now the count is 2-2. One out, bottom of the second inning. There's the pitch from Box. It's going to be low. So Aiden's able to work his way into a full count here. Box gets set. There's the pitch. It's going to be hit by Aiden to third base. Third baseman gets the ball. Throws it to first. Aiden tries to beat the runner out, but can't quite get there. It'll be an out. Two outs for the Bulldogs. He'll be the batter for Ira with Hernandez on deck and Coy in the hole. Two outs, bottom of the second inning. Bulldogs leading 3-1. Here's the pitch. It's low. Ball one for Castillo. Here's the pitch from Box. Castillo gets it, hits it deep to center field. Center fielder runs underneath it and is able to catch it for the out. So after two innings, the score is 3-1. Ira on top of Cross Plains. Look at the... Oops. Let me get this set right. Sorry. And I'll look at the counts. Pitchers both, I think, were pitching pretty even after that. I had the Fox thrown 35 pitches with 20 strikes, and Claxton thrown 36 with 23 strikes. So one extra pitch by Aiden, but three extra strikes by him. So it's going to be the first baseman, Barron, up to bat for the Buffaloes. Barron's the one who hit a double in the first inning and was, or in the second inning and was able to score, I believe, if I remember right. So I want to say thanks to sponsors for this broadcast, Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. S. McCown Photography, Summer takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and specializes in graphic design. Is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports photos. I encourage you to go check out her Facebook page, S. McCown Photography, and see all of the great and cool pictures and photos that she does. Our Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. Visit FBCIowa.com for more information or visit their Facebook page. Bell Seifert Seal Funeral Home, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs! The last pitch for Aiden warming up, so I won't try to read the last one and force it through. After two, Bulldogs leading 3-1. Top of the third inning. This is where the Bulldogs really took the game over in game one, scored 10 runs, and they batted in the third inning. Now they're the home team, so they'll bat last, but looking to maybe get through the order here quickly. Barron's going to be at the bat for the Buffalo, and he hit a double in his first time up. Claxton gets set. There's the pitch. Hit by Barron to second. Stopped by Hernandez. Hernandez throws it to first. Barron's able to beat the throw, so he'll be safe. So Buffalo's going to have a runner on first. It's going to be Reed for the Buffaloes. He struck out looking in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch from Claxton. Swing, the foul ball. Claxton gets set. There's the pitch. Foul ball again. Now the count is 0-2 for Reed. Claxton ahead. He's got a runner on first, which is the top of the order for the Buffaloes. They've been able to get on base. It's just been the back half that hasn't been able to do much for their team. That was going to be a ball low. So the count's 1-2. Top of the third inning, Bulldogs leading the Buffalo 3-1. There's the pitch low. Another ball. Now the count's all tied up, 2-2. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. The 2-2 remains the count. No outs here. Reed gets it, hits it to shortstop. Jaron gets it to second. Hernandez. Hernandez throws it first try to the double play, and they're going to get it. So great double play by the Bulldogs. Looked like the runner was close to being safe, but he is upset, and so are the coaches, and he's taking his time. So two outs now for the Buffaloes after the double play by this dominant dog defense. Bases are cleared now. Two outs. Bulldogs leading 3-1. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be foul. Oh, and 1 is the count. Here's the pitch from Claxton. It's going to be high ball. Box, the pitcher, is at bat for the Buffaloes. 1-1. Outside, ball 2. Claxton gets set with a 2-1 count. There's the pitch. It's going to be on the inside. Ball 3. Last time Box was up, he flied out to center field. Here's the pitch from Claxton. Swing, hits it right back up to Claxton. It's going to roll all the way into center field. So it'll be a single for Box. Albright up to bat. He was walked in his first at-bat. Two outs, top of the third inning, Bulldogs leading 3-1. Hit to the right side, looks like it's going to go foul. Tying run at the plate for the Buffalo, but Claxton's able to get him in an 0-1 count start. There's the pitch, this one's hitting high and deep into center field. Collier's calling everybody off, and he catches it for the third out. So, great defensive stand there for the Bulldogs. Buffalo's upset with the umpires, but Bulldogs come away, head into the bottom of the third inning with a 3-1 lead. Getting ready to bat, it'll be Hernandez at the plate, followed by Coy and Juarez. I want to thank our sponsors. Ira Methodist Church is a friendly, traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira School at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the school and the Ira community. We're a church that loves God and loves others, and we believe that prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. First Church of God in Ira is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. All right, Bulldogs. Head there. Bottom of the third inning, leading 3-1. All three runs the Bulldogs have scored so far have come in the third inning. Hernandez is 0-1 tonight. He hit a foul ball towards the right side, and it was caught. See what he can do here. Box gets set. Low. Ball 1. Here's the pitch. I think he called that a strike. So it's going to be a 1-1 count for Hernandez. Here's the pitch from Box inside. Ball. Box gets set. 2-1 count. Hernandez gets it, fouls it. That'll even the count up to 2-2. Here's the pitch from Box. Oof, they're going to call that a ball. I guess it was a touch high. And that's a full count for Hernandez. Here's the pitch from Box. Swing, Hernandez hits it high to right field. First baseman running to get underneath it. And he does and catches it, so it'll be an out. Very similar to the last spot where Braden hit the ball, just right over there on the right field line, high enough. The first baseman had to leave, went back to the edge of the dirt to catch it. Coy's going to be batter for the Bulldogs now. He is 0-1 for the day as well. Here's the lineup and the pitch. High, ball one. One out for the Bulldogs. Christian ahead in the count early, 1-0. Here's the pitch, low, 2-0. Box gets set, throws the ball, high, 3-0. Here's the pitch again. It's going to be ball four. Dimitri going to be the batter for the Bulldogs. Coy will be on first base. Corey will be on deck, and Collier will be in the hole. Box gets set. There's the pitch. Juarez gets it, hits it deep into center field. Center right field. Going to go over the head of the center fielder. And that's for a single. So, Juarez gets up, cranks down. Now the Bulldogs have runners on second and first. Corey up to bat. Collier on deck. Santos in the hole. Bulldogs leading 3-1. A little bit of life here with one out in the bottom of the third inning. Before he gets the ball, hits it to right field. It's going to bounce fair. Right fielder bobbles it. Coy's going home. Juarez gets the third, and Corey's going to get a stand-up double out of it. So, Bulldogs score one here off of Forty, who's having a heck of a game. He's 2-for-2 tonight in his two appearances. Now you've got Juarez on third, Forty on second, as Collier steps up to the plate. CJ's last at bat. He's singled. One out for the Bulldogs with a 4-1 lead now. Here's the pitch. It's going to be high. Ball one. One and zero is the count for Collier. Here's the pitch. It's going to be low. Ball two. So CJ head in the count now with runners on second and third. One out in the bottom of the third inning. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Or maybe they didn't call that a strike. Maybe that's the ball. Here's the pitch. CJ hits it to shortstop, gets the ball, tries to throw it to first. He's going to beat the runner, but CJ will get an RBI with Juarez. Keegan up to bat for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. Keegan hits it deep to right field. And the right fielder's going to make a catch on that one. So that'll end the inning for the Bulldogs. Able to put two runs up on the board in the bottom of the third inning. Ira leading 5-1. Warming up for Bulldogs again. Let's look at some pitching numbers while he's warming up. After three innings, Box has pitched 52 pitches for the Buffaloes, while Claxton's pitched 50. And Box has thrown 27 strikes to Aiden's 32 strikes. So Aiden's throwing 64% strikes to Box's 51.9. And I think that's the difference in the score right now. The Bulldogs are leading the Buffaloes 5-1. It's going to be Albright up to bat for the Buffaloes. And Claxton pitching to him. Get set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. There's the pitch from Claxton. It's going to be fouled. Right on top of the... So, Aiden ahead in the count. 0-2 against Albright. Albright's 0-1 in the game so far. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be high for a ball. Now the count is 1-2. Ooh, high there too. So the count's even, 2-2. Top of the fourth inning, no outs. Inside, they're going to call that one a ball as well. Now the full count for Claxton. Foul ball. So the count remains full with no outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That'll bring Purvis up to bat. He doubled on his first at-bat. I believe he was involved in the one run scored for the Buffaloes so far. Swing and a miss, strike one. Bulldogs leading 5-1 in the bottom of the, top of the fourth inning. That one's going to be outside for a ball. So 1-1 is the count for Ira with one out, no runners on. Claxton pitching. I guess that was just outside of a good-looking pitch. So 2-1 is the count. There's the pitch. Swing. Hit to deep left field. Campbell going back to get it. And it's going to bounce off of the back gate. Purvis is going to have another stand-up double. So Rutland comes up now to bat. He grounded out shortstop in his first at-bat. One out, four Buffaloes, as Claxton's pitching. They have a runner on second. Turns, throws it to Hernandez. You get the runner back. Claxton's got the ball again. Here's the pitch. Swing. It's going to be a foul ball. Off the right side. The 0-1 count. One out. Runner on second. There's the pitch. I guess they're going to say it's just a bit outside for a ball. So 1-1 evened up for Rutland. There's the pitch. Ball gets behind Castillo. So Purvis is going to be able to take third base, and it'll be a 2-1 count for the Bulldogs. Bottom of, or top of the fourth inning, Ira leading 5-1. But the Bulldogs have a runner on third and a 2-1 count. Low ball. Now Claxton is behind in the count. He's got him a 3-1 with a runner on third. And they're going to say that's low for ball four. Rutland will take his base, and it's going to be McCready up to bat. I believe McCready was hit last time he was up, which is correct. Another lefty, I think that's three for Cross Plains. He is the bottom of the order for the Buffaloes. There's the pitch from Claxton. Swing and a miss, strike. Runners on the corners, first and third. There's the pitch. Swing and a strike two. 0-2 is the count. He's swinging hard, but he hasn't made contact. One out, runners on the quarters. There's the pitch. Oof, they're going to call that one a ball. It was close. 1-2 count. McCready hit the foul ball down the left field line. Claxton checks the runner on first. There's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. I don't think he meant to swing. He just did. And so now there's two outs for the Buffaloes. Runners on first and third. And but they come up to the top of the order with Wyatt, who's 0-2 for the day. Grounded out once and fly out the other. Top of the fourth, Bulldogs leading 5-1, two outs. Claxton gets set. There's the pitch. It's going to be outside past Castillo, and the Buffaloes are going to have a runner come in and score. So, Buffalo's able to score one run there. Now they have a runner on second and a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. High. Ball two. Here's Here's the pitch from Claxton. Low in the dirt. Ball three. So a little bit of a hole here for Aiden. 3-0 is the count with two outs. The runner on second. Bulldogs leading 2-5 in the top of the fourth inning. There's the pitch right down the hole for a called strike. There's the pitch. Hit straight to Claxton. Claxton throws it over to third, who can't even tag the runner. And they're out. So, Bulldogs survive the inning, give up one run, but they're still leading 5-2 as they head into the bottom of the fourth inning. Bosch warming up for the Buffaloes. Let's look at the pitch count still. After that inning, Aiden has 76 pitches by my count, 45 strikes. And Box has thrown 52 with 27. Skiing a lefty who's been a pretty good pitcher. The Bulldogs have just been able to hit him well, and they're coming at him with the top of the order. It's going to be Pena up to bat first with Claxton on deck and Castillo in the hole. Bulldogs leading 2-5 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Low and inside for ball one. Pena with the 1-0 count. There's the pitch right down the middle for a called strike. So 1-1 is the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Pena hits it. Foul ball towards the right side. He wanted that one. All right, Pena back at the plate with a 1-2 count. No outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. Here's pitch from Box. Pena swings, hits it deep to left field. Left fielder back it up, and he's going to make the catch. It'll be one out. It'll be Claxton up to bat for the Bulldogs now with Castillo on deck and Hernandez in the hole. One out for the Bulldogs as they lead 5-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Ball bounces in the dirt for ball one. Inside for ball two. Aiden had to jump out of the way from that one. Again, Bulldogs in a two-game series here. Won the first game 24-4. If they win this game, then they're on to the next round of the playoffs. Claxton with a 2-0 count here. While he's batting, there's the pitch from Box. Going to be strike called. It They've got a 2-1 count with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. There's a pitch way outside. Staying ahead in the count here, 3-1. No runners on, one out. There's the pitch. Aiden hits it towards second base. Second baseman drops the ball, gets by him, so he's going to have himself a single. Good hit by Claxton. They're good at bat. Castillo's going to be up to bat now with Hernandez on deck and Coy in the hole. Bulldogs leading 5-2 with the runner on first and one out. Here's the pitch. Ball. Never mind. He did like a double look. They're going to call that a balk. So that'll move Claxton to second base, and Castillo's going to have an 0-0 count. Castillo hits a foul ball down the right field line. So an 0-1 count for Castillo. Ball. 1-1 now. See, his first at bat, he was walked, and he lined out in his second. Here's the pitch. Steele hits it right towards the shortstop. Hit a great hit towards shortstop, and then fell. It's kind of hobbling off. So he was out. He might have, it would have been close if he'd been able to make a play. But he did move Claxton to third, so two outs, bottom of the fourth inning, runner on third, and it's Hernandez up to bat. There's the pitch, low, ball one. Coy's on deck, Juarez is in the hole. Hernandez with the 1-0 count. There's the pitch, Hernandez hits it right off the pitcher's mound. Into center field. Center field are still bobbling the ball. Claxton's able to score. And so now the Bulldogs will be up 6-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Coy up to bat for the Bulldogs. 0-1. He was walked in his last at bat. Two out for the Bulldogs. Runners on first. Here's the pitch. Strike one. Oh, and one is the count for Coy. Ball. Maybe a little low, maybe a little outside. 1-1 is the count. Christian Scott, runner on first, takes off the steal, and it's going to be fouled towards the right side. So Hernandez took off trying to steal. Christian swung away, fouled it off down the right side. So now he's faced with a 1-2 count with two outs. Bottom of the fourth inning, Bulldogs leading 6-2. Here's the pitch. It's going to be high for a ball. Evens the count at 2. There's the pitch inside. I thought maybe it hit Coy. They're saying it didn't. It's the ball. Got behind the catcher. So Hernandez is able to get to second. So Christian's battled through. He's got himself to a full count. There's two outs. Runner on second is Hernandez. And Hernandez is speedy. A single to right field might do it. There's a swing. Ball hit right up to the catcher, right off of his glove. Christian running to first. He beats the throw. No, it's going to be out. Thought maybe he got lucky. It went right off of the catcher's glove, or the pitcher's glove, and instead was able to slow it down for the shortstop to get the ball to first. So after four, Bulldogs are leading the Buffaloes 6-2. All right, as Aiden finishes up his warm-up pitches, let's look at some pitch counts going on. You got Box, who's pitched 72 times. Claxton's on 76 and is the current pitcher. So Aiden pitched a little bit more, but he's going to start the fifth inning as the pitcher for the Bulldogs again. Again, Bulldogs leading by four here. And up to bat is going to be Bryson Barron, who for really this entire series has done really well so far today in this game. Not today, I don't have the stats from the first game, but in this game he has doubled in his first at bat and he singled his last one. And both of them have gone towards right field, so see what the Bulldogs are going to do here with Claxton pitching into the fifth. There's the first pitch. It's going to be high for a ball. Gets settled. There's the pitch again. This time it's a pop-up. Oh. Barron hit that ball, and it went straight up, and Claxton and Castillo were both right there, but I think they got confused as to who was going to catch it and not. And so the ball fell, and in a break of good luck for the Bulldogs, it fell maybe an inch or two foul. Another pitch by Claxton's the ball. So that's going to put the count 2-1 against Barron, who's been a good batter. Called strike there. Good pitch by Claxton, and Barron knew it. Counts even at 2-2. No outs. Top of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading 6-2. Swing and a strike 3. Again, that's a big out for the Bulldogs. He has carved them up hitting. He's been able to get on base, and to keep him off of base has got to make you feel a lot better. Up next for the Buffalo is Reed, and he is 0-2 today. He's struck out, and he's grounded into a double play. First pitch from Claxton is going to be a touch out fine for a ball. One out. Top of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading the Buffalo 6-4. There's the pitch. Called strike. Hi. 2-1 is the count. I'm in a box and I can't hear, but I think the Buffalo crowd are getting a little unsettled with the umpire. Low. Claxton's pitching himself behind. He's in a 3-1 count here with one out. Here's the pitch. It's going to be in the dirt for ball 4. It's going to be the pitcher Box batting now for the Buffaloes. He singled on his last at-bat. And again, I think Cross Plains has three left-handed players, or at least three left-handed hitters, and Box is the pitcher who's pitching left-handed, so I think he's a true blue lefty. One out, runner on first. Top of the fifth inning. That one's going to be called a ball. Here's the pitch outside, ball two. So it's a 2-0 count, one out, runner on first. Bulldogs leading 6-2 in the top of the fifth inning. Claxton pitching still, who is the starting pitcher for the Bulldogs. Swing by Box, hit to left field. Campbell gets underneath it, is going to catch it, throw it to the cutoff man. So, great play by Swade there. Get under the ball in left field. Now there's two outs in the top of the fifth inning. A runner on first as the Buffalo sent Albrecht up. Albrecht has been walking a flat out to center field at his last at-bat. Albrecht gets it, hits it to Pena, shortstop Pena gets it, throws it to first, and they get him. I would advise, well, I won't advise the opposing team, I guess. But I would quit hitting it to Jaron. Every time it's hit to him, he's been able to make that throw to first base and get the runners out. So, that's three. We're going to head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Ira is leading Cross Plains 6-2. Finishing up, his warm-up pitches, he's going to pitch again here. Juarez will be up to bat four of the Bulldogs, followed by Corey on deck and Collier in the hole. Again, bottom of the fifth inning, Ira leading Cross Plains 6-2. Ira won the first game of the series 24-4. And if the Bulldogs can maintain here and finish this game off strong, they'll take the series win and head to the next round of the playoffs. So the senior Juarez heads to the plate. Dimitri has hit the ball well today. He's 2-for-2, two singles, both kind of towards the right field. There's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Oh, and one is the count. They're saying that he swung there. So the count is 1-2. Swing and miss from Juarez, strikeout there. Forey up for the Bulldogs. Collier on deck. Santos in the hole. Caden is also 2-for-2 tonight. He's hit a single and a double, again, almost in the same spots where Dimitri had hit them, kind of towards the right field. Here's the pitch from Box. Inside, ball one. One out, 1-0 count, bottom of the fifth inning for the Bulldogs, leading the Buffalo 6-2, but looking to grow that lead here. There's the pitch from Box. Swing from Forey. Forey hits a little bouncer. He's going to run to first. He's going to beat the throw. Great hustle effort by Forty. The ball came off his bat, hit the ground, and then bounced to second base. Forty able to get there, but the Buffalo coach is walking over to go talk to the first base. He's not happy about it. That's happened a couple times. He's going to have it get checked, and they may reverse this. We'll see. These umpires are going to gather together and decide. So the umps are meeting together to decide if he was safe or if he's out. They're going to leave him safe. I mean, again, it's hard. In 6 men, there's not replay. There's nothing there. It was close. There's been several close today. And the Bulldogs have benefited from that, but that's the nature of the game. And you had a kid in Caden Forty who could have easily jogged that out. He didn't. He sprinted and was able to make a play. So Collier's going to be up to bat for the Bulldogs now. Runner on first with one out. Ball bounces off the dirt. And Forty's able to steal. So 1-0 count for Collier with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the windup in the pitch. Collier hits it straight towards the pitcher who grabs the ball, throws it to first, and Collier will be out, but he advances Forty to third. So Keevan up to bat for the Bulldogs. He's got a runner at third, two outs. Bulldogs leading 6-2 here. There's the pitch. It's going to be low and a ball. Wouldn't hurt for Keevan to have a good long appearance here to really get some pitches on this pitcher. Here's the one to fan the pitch. Swings, hits it right back up to the pitcher. Runs to first and will be called out. So, after what looked promising for the Bulldogs, no runs were able to be added in the bottom of the fifth inning, so we will head to the top of the sixth. 6-2, Ira leading Cross Plains. With his pitches. I want to say thanks to those who sponsor these broadcasts. Bell Cipher and Seal Funeral Home, Ira Methodist Church, the Ira Church of God, Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, S. McCallum Photography, and Ira Baptist Church. Top of the sixth inning, Bulldogs leading the Buffaloes 6-2-2. It's going to be Albright up for the Buffaloes, who is 0-2 tonight. Albright swings. Oh. Oof. Albright swung, and it was one of those pitches that, I mean, went maybe 3 or 4 feet out. Castillo grabs it, throws it to first. Christian caught it, and it looked like they had him tagged, but the first place ump said, safe. He's not made those calls consistent or well. So right now, as it stands, Albright is safe at first. Coach Goodwin's out talking to the home plate Coach Goodwin said something. All the umps are now gathering together. We'll see what it's called. So right now, as it stands, the ball was hit. It's a ground, or I guess a single. No outs. Top of the sixth inning. Coach Goodwin standing on the side as they're talking to the umpires. The umpires are still meeting, gathering together. They're going to keep him safe at first. Now Coach Goodwin steps in to talk some more. All right, Coach Goodwin's going to shake his head and head back to the dugout. They're going to keep Albright at first safe, and Purvis is going to come up, who in the first game was not all that effective for the Buffaloes. But in the second game, he's hit two doubles so far and has been a decent hitter for them. There's a pitch swing. It's going to be a blooper to short. Pena had to run up and get it and wasn't able to turn and throw the ball. So it's going to be two pitches, two ground balls, and two batters safe for the Buffaloes. Rutland up to bat. He's 0-1 in the game. Buffaloes have runners on first and second, no outs. Here's the pitch from Claxton. It's going to be swing and a miss. It should have been. It was high. He was just trying to play hero ball there, so that's a swing and a miss. Strike one. Rutland tried to lay down a bunt, and instead it's going to be a foul ball. So Claxton ahead in the count here, 0-2. Against the batter Rutland for the Buffaloes. Here's the windup and the pitch. Going to be a little high for a ball. 1-2 is the count. Runners on first and second. No outs. Top of the sixth inning. Bulldogs leading 6-2. Swing from Rutland and hit it into right field. It's going to be fair. They're rounding the corner to go home. No, they're not. They're going to stay back. Great catch by Forey to hold the runners there. So now the bases are loaded for number two, McCready. McCready is 0-1. He was hit by a pitch at his first at-bat, and he swung, struck out swinging in his last at-bat. So, again, bases loaded. This will be the tying run at the plate. Bulldogs really needing to get some outs here. There's Claxton with the pitch. Strike one. Called strike there. 0-1 is the count. No outs. Top of the sixth inning. Bulldogs leading 6-2. There's Claxton with the pitch. This one's going to be fouled back behind the plate. Now ahead in the count. 0-2 for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch from Claxton. Ooh, they're going to call that a ball. A little bit low. So 1-2 count. Claxton gets set. There's the pitch. Called strike three. And now it'll be Wyatt, who is the top of the order for the Buffaloes. He is 1-3 in the game so far. His last at-bat was his one hit. He had a single. Top of the sixth inning. Bulldogs got one out, but the Buffaloes have the bases loaded. There's it going to be foul down the right field line. So Bulldogs find themselves in a flying pickle here with three, or the bases loaded, leading by four in the top of the sixth inning, but one out and an 0-1 count. Swinging at a strike two, good pitch by Claxton. Claxton has been able to get the batters into these 0-2 counts, and it's been at this count that they've done their damage. Here's the pitch. Low ball. In top of the sixth inning, one out. Wyatt, the batter for the Buffaloes. There's a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch from Claxton. It's going to be high. Even to count up at 2-2. There's the pitch. It's going to be low in the dirt. Now you've got bases loaded, full count, one out for the Bulldogs in the top of the sixth inning. Just outside, that's going to walk a run in. So, lock it in. Chris Goodwin's walking out to Claxton. Looks like there might be a pitching change here. We'll see. Yep. Claxton's going to give the ball to Pena. Pena's going to step in and be the pitcher for the Bulldogs. So let me put on our music and get my stuff set, and we'll be back with you here in a moment. Bulldogs leading the Buffaloes 6-3 in the top of the sixth inning with one out, but the bases are loaded. Jaron's warming up while he's doing so. Let me say thank you to our sponsors. Pizza Inn has an all-day pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad buffet with America's hometown pizza buffet, fresh dough made daily. Snyder Iron and Metal with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies, on-site cleanup available, roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the IRA Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. S. McCowan Photography. Now, Summer takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. All right, it's going to be Pena pitching for the Bulldogs against Bryson Barron, who is 2-for-3 for the night. The last at bat, Barron struck out swinging, but before that, he hit a single and a double. Swing and a miss there from Pena to Barron. So the count's 0-1 with one out, bases loaded in the top of the sixth inning. There's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss. Here's the windup and the pitch from Pena. Called strike three. Two outs now for the Buffalo in the top of the sixth inning. Bulldogs leading 3-6. There's the pitch. High, it's going to be ball. Pena came in relief for Claxton. Claxton, who pitched 6 1/3 innings, did a great job. Pena pitched the first game, was pulled early. eye again, ball two. Pena walks in with the bases loaded. Tying run is at first. Two high balls, and Pena's got a behind in the count, 2-0. Here's wind up and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Hi. It's going to be a ball. Got behind Castillo, but is able to get it and keep the runners at bay. So now you've got a 3-1 count with two outs. Reeves at bat for the Buffalo. He's 0-2 for the night. Here's the windup and the pitch. High. It's going to be ball four. They're going to walk in another run. Now the score is 6-4. Bulldogs leading the Buffalo still. And it's going to be the pitcher Box who comes up. Box is 1-3 tonight with a single. And you get set. So it's going to be high. Ball one. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 1-1 is the count. Two outs. Ball. Pena gets set, 2-1. Here's the windup and the pitch. Going to be a little bit high for a ball. Again, 3-1 count for the second time here. Pena gets set. There's the throw. It's going to be high. Ball. So it's going to walk in another runner. All three runs that the Buffaloes have scored this inning have come from walks. So now the Bulldogs have a one-run lead. 6-5 in the top of the sixth inning. And Coach Goodwin calls time to go and talk to Jaron. So while he's doing that, I want to say thanks to the sponsors who support this broadcast. Another sponsor is Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. For more information, visit fbcira.com or check out their Facebook page. Short little visit, kind of a pep talk. Say, hey, settle down. We just got to get through this inning. A one-run lead for the Bulldogs now. It's going to be Albright for the Buffaloes, who has his 0-2. He walked in his first appearance and then is flat out in the others. Here's the pitch. It's going to be hit to right side, and it's going to fall foul. Two outs, top of the sixth inning. Bulldogs up by one. 0-1 is the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high for a ball. Swing and a miss. So 1-2 is the count for the Bulldogs with Pena pitching now. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high for a ball. Evens the count out at 2-2 with two outs in the bottom of the top of the sixth inning. Ira up by one now. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So a little bit of a scare there for the Bulldogs. The Buffalo is able to come back slightly. Scored three runs there, although all three runs came on walks. So, tough top of the sixth inning there for the Bulldogs, but if they can score some runs here for insurance in the bottom of the sixth, it'll make up for a bunch of that. And I believe the first batter up for the Bulldogs will be Pena. So, let me take a short break and while they're warming up, and we'll be back in on it. Finishing up, warming up. He has pitched 82 times by my count. I think the number is 110. Claxton got up to 106 before he was pulled. So, and I think another thing to play here is this umpire strike zone has kind of gotten fairly tight. And so there's a lot more balls being thrown this game than in the first game. And you see that playing out just a little bit. Pena's going to be up to bat for the Bulldogs with Claxton on deck and Castillo in the hole. Bottom of the sixth inning, Bulldogs leading 6-5. You'd sure like to get some hits here. This is the only pitcher the Buffaloes has thrown at you that you've had any trouble with whatsoever. And even then, you scored six runs. Box gets set. Here's the pitch. Going to be off the plate for ball one. Here's the windup and the pitch off the ground for ball two. I think that one took a weird bounce and kind of caught the catcher. He's standing up to catch his breath for just a second. All right, catcher seems to be okay. Just need to catch his breath. It's a 2-0 count with no outs. Bottom of the sixth inning. Pena is batting for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. Going to be inside. Ball three. Here's the windup and the pitch. Outside. Ball four. The leadoff batter, Pena, is going to be able to get a walk to first. It's going to be Claxton up to bat for the Bulldogs. Castillo's on deck, and Hernandez is in the hole. And it looks like they're going to pull Fox. As the pitcher, yep. They're pulling Fox, and they're going to put in, oof. These numbers are so small. Number eight. There we go. It'll be Wyatt for the Buffalo who's going to pitch. So I'm going to take just a quick break. Well, actually, let me read these this last few ads here real quick. Thank you for sponsoring these broadcasts. If you or your business, or your dog, or your cat, or your lizard, or your children want to sponsor one of these broadcasts, just reach out to Mr. Jones and he'll gladly get you the information that you need. A proud sponsor of the Iowa Bulldogs is locally owned Bell, Pfeiffer, and Seal Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! Iowa Methodist Church is a friendly traditional country church. We're located next to the Iowa School at 6240 West Step In, 1606 in Iowa. We support the schools and the Iowa community. We are a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference, and you are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The first trooper got in Ira is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church run, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. All right, I'm going to put music on real quick so I can fix my system up, and then we'll be back with you for some Iowa Bulldog baseball. Bulldogs leading 6-5 with a runner on first in the bottom of the sixth inning. We've got Claxton at the plate. Throws over to first, try to check the runner. And he's safe. So Wyatt, the pitcher for the Buffaloes. Here's the lineup and the pitch is going to be low in the dirt. Ball one. One and oh is the count now for Claxton. Here's the pitch. Inside, I thought maybe Aiden got hit, but he didn't, so it'll be a 2-0 count for Claxton. Runner on first, bottom of the sixth inning, Bulldogs leading 6-5 with no outs. Here's the pitch from Wyatt. High, ball three. I think this is going to be kind of what we see probably for the rest of the game. This umpire has really narrowed in that strike zone. It's small. So there's liable to be more walks, which could make this interesting. Low, ball four. Claxton heading over to first. Now the Bulldogs have runners on first and second. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike. Here's the windup and the pitch. And it's going to be a ball. One and one is the count for Castillo. Hernandez is on deck. Coy's in the hole. Runners on first and second for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the sixth with no outs. There's the pitch high. Ball two. Two and one is the count for Castillo. Castillo's 0-2 for the night. Here's the pitch. Low, ball three. There's the pitch. Ball four. So three batters faced by the Buffaloes and three walks. Again, I think this is going to be with this particular umpire now. He's tightened in that zone, and it's just going to be a lot of walks. Hernandez up to bat for the Bulldogs. Coy's on deck. Juarez is in the hole. Here's the windup and the pitch. High, ball one. No outs. Bottom of the sixth inning. Bulldogs leading 6-5 with the bases loaded for the junior Hernandez. There's the windup and the pitch. Ball's in the dirt. Good stop by the catcher to keep it from going behind him. 2-0 count, no outs, bottom of the sixth inning. There's one up and pitch. Gonna be high, ball three. High, ball four. Four batters, four walks. It looks like Cross Plains is going to send in a new pitcher yet again. Well, new to this game, this is going to be number seven, Barron. Barron pitched, I think he was the starting pitcher of the last game, and he didn't make it out of four innings until the Bulldogs just shellacked him in the fourth. So let me put this on pause and put the music going so I can get my stuff set up right, and then we'll be back with you while Barron's warming up. Bulldogs leading 7-5 at the bottom of the sixth inning. That he's going to, and then we will get back into baseball. So again, I don't have the pitch count here. Claxton pitched 106 pitches for the Bulldogs. Pena pitched 18 pitches for the Bulldogs with 8 strikes. We saw Jaron pitch the first game, and it was not that way at all. I think this ump has just got a very small strike zone. And you're seeing both teams struggle, so the Buffaloes have walked 4 straight runners. There's no out. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Bulldogs struggled with that at the beginning. At the top of the sixth inning, in fact, they gave up 3 runs because of that. So Ira takes a 7-5 lead. Bottom of the sixth, as Barron gets set to pitch to Christian Coy. There's the windup and the pitch. Ball one. Juarez will be on deck for the Bulldogs and Forey in the hole. Runners on all of the bases. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. Good cut by Coy down the left field line. So 1-1 is the count. No outs. Bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a single for Coy. Hits it in between the second and third baseman. That sends Aiden home. So now the Bulldogs take an 8-5 lead in the bottom of the sixth inning with no outs. That's going to send the senior Juarez to the plate with the bases loaded. Dimitri gets set. Here's the pitch from Barron. Low ball. Juarez at the plate. Bory on deck. Collier in the hole. Coach Goodwin's. Oh, he's going to send in a courtesy runner for Christian. And that's going to be Clay McMillan. He's going in. I imagine it's Clay is a little quicker than Christian. And when you're in a close game like this and you've got runners on and not a lot of outs, I think you want to get around the bases as quick as you can. 1-0 is the count Dimitri has at the plate. Bases loaded, bottom of the sixth inning, no outs. Bulldogs leading 8-5. Here's the pitch from the Bison and Buffaloes. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two-oh count for Dimitri. There's the pitch. It's going to be inside, ball three. Here's the pitch. Low, ball four. So outside of Christian's single, every single other runner this inning has been brought in by a walk. And now the Bulldogs take a 9-5 lead in the bottom of the sixth inning with no outs. Bory is going to go up to the plate. But I think a lot of this is, and it happened to the Bulldogs in the top of the sixth inning when they gave up three runs. It was just such a small strike zone that so many walks were being called. It's going to be outside, ball one. Surprise, but no one. In fact, by my count, that's Barron's eighth pitch, and he has thrown two strikes. Bory hits the ball right into center field. Bulldogs going to get at least two runs to score on this. It'll be a single for Bory. And he bats in two runs. Now the Bulldogs have runners on the corners. It's 11-5 is the score. No outs. Bottom of the sixth inning. If the Bulldogs could score four runs here, that's the game. Here's the windup and the pitch. Bory takes off to second and gets the steal. Collier's at the plate. Santos is on deck, and it'll be Pena in the hole. Pena's the start of the order for the Bulldogs. 1-0 count for CJ here. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low ball. 2-0 count. I still don't think there's been another strike called by Barron, so DJ gets a hold of this one, hits it deep to center field. Center fielder catches it, holds the runners up. So there's the first out of the inning for the Bulldogs. Santos is going to be up to bat for Ira. Ira leading 11-5. They've got runners on second and third. Looking to keep the streak alive. Here's pitch from Barron. He even gets a hold of it. Sends it deep to left field. And it's going to bounce off the wall. That's going to send two runners in. And Keevan's going to have a stand-up double. What a monster at bat. Keevan's not, like, big, he's skinny, freshman, and able to just nail that ball to deep left field off the wall. Two-runner score for the Bulldogs, and now the score is 13-5. Ira leading the Buffaloes. So, if the Bulldogs can score two runs here, it'll be game over, and you've got Pena up to bat first with one out. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be outside. Ball gets behind the catcher, so Stevens able to get to third. Now Pena's got a 1-0 count, runner on third with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike. Let's see if I can get it pulled up real quick. Yep. There's the pitch. It's going to be high for a ball. 2-1 is the count. Jaron at bat, Claxton on deck, Castillo in the hole. Third pitcher of the inning that the Buffaloes have had to use. Here's the pitch from Barron. It's going to be high. Ball three, so now you've got a 3-1 count. You've got Keevan on third, Pena at the plate. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high. Ball four. All right, now the Bulldogs have runners on first and second. Claxton's up to bat for the Bulldogs. He's 2-for-3 on the day. A double, a single, and a walk. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low. Ball one. Count. Barron steps off the plate, gets the runners back. Pena at first. Santos at third. Claxton at the plate. Going to be low for a ball. And Jaron's able to steal. Second. Now you've got runners on second and third. Bulldogs up by eight. So if you can get Jaron in and Keevan, it's game. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. You just have to be up by 10. Here's the windup and the pitch. Oh, it was high. Aiden wanted a piece of it. And so he swung and fouled that thing off. Here's the pitch from Barron. It's going to be high. Ball three. Layden's worked Barron to a 3-1 count. One out. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Bulldogs have scored 7 runs in the bottom of the sixth, largely because at the top of the sixth, this umpire just decided to shrink the strike zone down. That pitch from Barron's going to be a ball to the surprise of no one, and now the bases are loaded as Caden Castillo comes up to bat. One out, bottom of the sixth inning, Bulldogs leading 13-5. He's got Castillo at the plate, Hernandez on deck, and I think it's Oh, it'll be Coy out in the hole. There's a swing by Castillo. Gets into the force. And so no run scored by the Bulldogs, and there's an out. Just a hard hit, ground ball. So, hard hit ball towards third base. Able to get the force at home. So, no run scored. Now you've got two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. The bases are loaded, and it's going to be Hernandez up to bat for the Bulldogs. Here's the windup and the pitch from Barron. Called strike. First for those we've seen in a while. Coy's on deck. Juarez is in the hole. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So now Hernandez with an 0-2 count and two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bulldogs really just need two runs to score. That's it, and this game will be over. There's the windup and pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be inside. Ball two. That evens the count out. Oof. A pitch that he would have called a ball for most of the inning. He's going to call a strike there. So that's going to be three strikes for Hernandez and an out. So the Bulldogs are going to have to go play the seventh inning. Hopefully, in between the innings, we can get the umpire to make the strike zone a little bit bigger for the Bulldogs. So, yeah, we'll let Jaron warm up here for just a minute, and we'll be back with you for some Iowa Bulldog baseball as the Bulldogs are facing the Cross Plains Buffaloes at Walt Driggers Field in McMurray, Abilene. Bulldogs leading 13-5. Top of the seventh inning, Ira leading 13-5. Pena going to be the pitcher for the Bulldogs. It's going to be Albright for the Buffaloes at the bottom of their order. Now the home plate ump is over talking to the Buffaloes manager. It looks like one of the Buffalo players just was ejected, number 7. I'm not sure he's back in the dugout. I don't know what's going on. First pitch from Jaren Tye. It's going to be a ball. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. 1-1 count for Pena. As he's facing Albrecht, the catcher, who's 1-3 for the evening. There's the pitch. Low ball. 2-1 is the count. Bulldogs leading 13-5 at the top of the 7th inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike there. Pena able to even out the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Great pitch by Pena. Called strike. Albrecht strikes out looking. So one away. Two outs away from the Bulldogs advancing in the playoffs. Pena gets set with the windup there. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. He's facing Purvis. Purvis has hit really well tonight. He's 3-3, although Purvis in the first game didn't hit off of Pena hardly at all. They're going to call that one a ball. Looked like he swung. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss for 2. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a high and away ball. Counts even at 2-2. Here's the pitch from Pena. Called strike 3. Purvis is out looking, and now Bulldogs have 2 outs in the top of the 7th inning. They're leading 13-5, so 1 out away from being able to advance. Rutland is going to be the batter for the Buffaloes. His last at bat, he singled to right field. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. Jaren is throwing something there that they are swinging hard at and just cannot hit. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. We got an 0-2 count for the Bulldogs. Top of the 7th inning, Bulldogs leading 13-5. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Bulldogs going to win. I mean, I don't know if you can hear it very well, but I can hear all the bells and the whistles and the people yelling as the Ira Bulldogs had just defeated the Cross Plains Buffaloes twice in back-to-back games. They win the second game 13-5. And so the Bulldogs going to head on to the next round of the playoffs. I don't know where. I don't know when. I don't know who. But I do know what. And one thing is I'll be there live for these broadcasts. I would encourage you, if you can make it, go out to the game and support the kids. It's good to cheer them on and yell for them as they're making this playoff run. With that being said, I'm going to sign off, and we'll see you for the next Ira Bulldog Baseball.